The hope of Christ be with you. Happy Friday, y'all. You feel that chill? Just a little bit in the air? The winter's coming. But don't be afraid. It's what makes us a strong people. Hey, we've got some guests here that are looking at Hope College, checking us out. We want to welcome you, prospective students. We're so grateful that you're here. We're humbled and grateful that you're taking a look at our community, and we hope that today is a discerning day for you. For those of you who are kind of coming into the chapel, we have been working through the Sermon on the Mount, and we're coming towards the end of chapter 6. And I want to re-say some words that were said on Wednesday with Britton while he was here. But listen to this word from the book we love. Jesus says this, end of chapter 6. But seek first God's kingdom and his righteousness, and all these things will be given to you as well. So do not worry about tomorrow, for tomorrow will have worries of its own. Today's trouble is more than enough for today. The word of the Lord. Some practical advice, simple but hard. Seek first, strive first for God's kingdom. Now, here in this place. Don't put it off, don't wait. Right now, the motivation of your life, seek first God's kingdom in everything you do. And then he says, don't worry. Don't worry about tomorrow. Don't worry about all these things. And the things that he mentions are things like, you know, your clothes, what you'll eat, what you will drink. But of course, it's much more comprehensive than that. Don't worry about these things. And Britton quite rightly said, don't worry about these things. Just trust God. Let go and let God, right? But if you're anything like me, I do worry about things because I think there are things to worry about. There are things to be concerned about for tomorrow. I mean, it's midterms, right? We got midterm? Is that going on? You don't just start, I mean, you got to worry about that now. Or like, you should have worried about that like last week. Because if you just show up for that class now, well, you know, you get it? There are things in life we got to be prepared for. There are things in life that we need to worry about. I worry about my kids. I worry about things in my family. I worry about you. I worry about our ministry. I worry. I shouldn't worry. Jesus says, don't worry, but I do worry. And those are just personal. There are larger global things to worry about, like the environment, nuclear proliferation, poverty, disease, epidemics. There are real things in life to worry about. And so when I hear these words of Jesus, it can trigger a kind of discontent in me. Really, Jesus? How do I not worry about some of these things? And so sometimes I need to take a step back. I'm one of those people, I need to see it. Don't just tell me, Jesus, show me. Show me why I shouldn't worry. Why should I not worry? Why should I trust you? That's the deeper question. When I feel that discontent or when I trip over some of these words of Jesus, it's helpful for me to go to a place where I can take a step back and see a larger vision of reality. Because in that larger vision of reality, my reality gets reframed. And so this morning, I want to just show you a vision that Jesus gives John in that window there on the island of Patmos. Hear these words. In the opening chapter of Revelation, beginning in verse 9, John writes this, I, John, your brother, who share with you in Jesus the persecution and the kingdom and the patient endurance, was on the island called Patmos because of the word of God and the testimony of Jesus. I was in the Spirit on the Lord's day when I heard a loud voice behind me like a trumpet say, write in a book what you see and send it to the seven churches. To Ephesus, to Smyrna, to Pergamum, to Thyatira, to Sardis, to Philadelphia, and finally to Laodicea. And then I turned to see whose voice it was that spoke to me, and on turning, I saw seven golden lampstands. And in the midst of the lampstands was one like the Son of Man, clothed in a long white robe with a golden sash across his chest. His head and hair were as white as white wool, white as snow. His eyes like a flame of fire, his feet like burnished bronze refined as in a furnace. And his voice was like the sound of many waters. In his right hand he held seven stars, and from his mouth came a sharp, two-edged sword, and his face was like the sun shining at full strength. And when I saw him, I fell at his feet as though dead. But he came and he put his right hand on me and said, "Do not be afraid. I am the first and the last and the living one. I was dead, yes, but see, I am alive. I am alive and I have the keys of death and of Hades. So now write what you have seen, what is and what is to take place after this. As for the mystery of the seven stars that you saw in my right hand and the seven golden lampstands, the seven stars are the angels to the seven churches, and the seven lampstands are the seven churches." Friends, this is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. Thanks be to God, because every time I see this larger vision of reality, my reality is reframed to trust, to not worry. Seek first the kingdom of God begins with first seeking the King. And there's no better way to seek the King than to see the King. This is the only place in all of the New Testament, all of Scripture, where Jesus Christ is physically described. It's the context here is John is on the island of Patmos. He's been separated from his churches that he's pastored, these seven churches that he mentioned. He's in exile because of the testimony of Jesus, because of the persecution. And he was somebody who was seeking first the kingdom of God. And he's taken away from his people, all those that he loves. In that kind of situation, it's easy to worry. I mean, less dramatic, but maybe some of you felt that way when you went to college. Or maybe some of you are anticipating feeling that way going to college. And to you, I'm talking about the parents. That you get separated from those you love. Nothing feels quite right. You start to worry, you start to feel anxious, you feel legitimate fear. And in that moment, Jesus gives John a vision, and not only John, but all of us, a vision of the truth, a vision that reframes everything. It is a vision that Jesus Christ is Lord. He wants us to see something specific about this Jesus. Then I looked, and there amongst the lampstands was one like the Son of Man, clothed in a long robe with a golden sash across his chest. The long white robe, the golden sash, the seven stars in his hand, all of that suggests to him a regalness that tells us he is a king. And everything about his awe-inspiring demeanor, his eyes like a flame of fire, his feet like burnished bronze, his face shining like the sun at full force, suggests to us that his supremacy is over all things, at all times, and for all people, and that we trifle with this one at our own peril. And he wants us to see something specific about where this regal king who is supreme over all things is standing. He's standing amongst the lampstands, which we have learned are the churches. In other words, Jesus, even though John is separated from his people, he is reminding himself and them that Jesus is always standing squarely with his people. Jesus is always with the church. We just completed 2 weeks of listening to church pastors come into the chapel, and part of that is for us is an encouragement, a reminder to us that Jesus is always working out God's mission through the church. Jesus is there. John wants us to see the reason why we don't worry is that Jesus has been resurrected. Jesus is alive. And when you see that Jesus, John does the appropriate thing. He falls before him as though dead. It's overwhelming, the glory. We can't take too much of reality. And if Jesus is anything in the resurrection, he is real. And he falls down. And then Jesus gives the greatest sermon in all of Scripture. He comes and he puts his right hand on his shoulder. And I believe with all my heart, God puts his hand on your shoulder. And he says, "Do not be afraid. I am the first. I am the last. And I am the living one. I have the keys." In other words, I have all the authority. Yes, there are things in life to legitimately worry about, but know this, Jesus Christ is risen. Jesus Christ has overcome the dead. Jesus Christ has forgiven all sins. The lion became the lamb so that all might be free. Do not fear anymore. Don't fear about tomorrow, Jesus is saying, because I am the Lord of tomorrow. There's no place on this campus, there's nothing you will do, no person you will be with that Jesus Christ is not Lord of. If you don't know this, please hear this. Jesus Christ is Lord, and that Lordship is good. That Lordship is right and saving and full of joy and peace. The vision of Jesus is one of the resurrected King who is Lord over all things at all times and in all places. The key that unlocks the worry from our life is this vision of truth. The good news is that John doesn't just tell us, John shows us. And so the next time you feel worry about that midterm exam, that relationship, things in our life and culture that are outside of our power to deal with, remember this. Remember this. No. See this. See Jesus standing amidst the lampstands. Hear the good word. Do not be afraid. I am the first and the last and the living one. My friends, as you launch into this weekend, go with that peace, that assurance that Christ is Lord. Amen. Go in peace.